Yeah, Ivorian Minister for the Interior, Ahmed Bakayoko, has again denied claims that there are some dissidents in Ghana who are planning to destabilize Cote d'Ivoire. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Ivorian Interior Minister expressed gratitude to President Mills for the role he played behind the scenes to ensure that the will of the Ivorian people was respected, culminating in the Constitutional Council declaring President Alassane Ouattara the true winner of last year's presidential election. Mr. Bakayoko said the Ivorian government has begun integrating the rebel forces into the regular army as stipulated by the Ouagadougou Accord.
It was just a rumor. It was never true that there are plans to attack Cote d'Ivoire from Ghana. The president of Ghana was at the inauguration of President Ouattara, and Ghana was one of the countries who sent forces to take part in the parade. The music provided by Ghana's Armed Forces Band was enjoyed by President Ouattara and all Ivorians. It is true that some remnants of the former regime have crossed into Ghana, but the Prime Minister of Cote d'Ivoire has already visited the president of Ghana, and he assured him that the situation is being monitored. We know that the President of Ghana played a major role in the return of the President of the Constitutional Council. We are very grateful. On the contrary, we are going to do everything possible to strengthen this bond of friendship and cooperation between us.
Le dispositif juridique pour remettre en ordre l'État. Donc nous sommes très reconnaissants. Nous, au contraire, nous allons renforcer ces liens d'amitié et de coopération.
Now we have a president in place. How are you going to integrate the rebel forces and the regular Ivorian army?
That is a question being addressed by the Ouagadougou Treaty. The Chief of Staff and the Chief of the Defense Staff and his assistants are already working hard to create that important synergy, because for the people to reconcile, it is important that the army also reconcile. So we attach a lot of importance to this matter so that we can have the defense and security forces which are really unified.
On security in Cote d'Ivoire, Mr. Bakayoko said it is a challenge, especially in Abidjan, but the government is doing all that it can to take full control of the situation.
The security situation is difficult in Abidjan. We have a lot of problems, but I must add that it is being resolved well. It is not yet perfect, but we are working hard to consolidate the security of Abidjan. We have a post-electoral crisis which has ended in war. We are coming out of it. It is always going to be difficult, but with the support of other countries and the ceremony, we believe we are going to open up a new chapter in our national life.
Ivorian Minister for the Interior, Ahmed Bakayoko, in that interview with Sefe Year.